I'll show you my fro. I got it down here too. You know what a fro is?
Yes.
With the
handle, right?
Handle, upright handle, the blade to the bottom, and you hit it with a maul, a wooden maul. See, they keep from, you couldn't hit it with metal because it would ruin the back of the fro. So you use a wooden maul to rive the boards with. And all the barns and outhouses, smokehouse, negro cabins were all covered with those split boards. The post office here down here is, if you look at this post office, they're trying to imitate split board, but it's made out of clay, vitrified clay. And that's exactly what it looks like, the old boards on the post office.
The split boards run vertically.
Yeah, right? With the grain of the wood.
Now, if it ran horizontal, call it around the house, cover a house.
Well, they didn't use that to cover it for anything but boards and palings today. It wasn't used for anything else.
I mean, the word is weatherboard.
Weatherboard, but that was, yeah.
Later.
Yeah, that was sawed lumber.
These, were they called anything other than split boards and palings?
No.
That's not what's called clapboard.
No, they didn't ever refer to them only as palings and boards.
You mentioned swamps. Did you ever use the words marshes or meadows?
We use the word meadow, but it was generally referred to as the hayfield.
Not necessarily lowland.
No, it was generally referred to as the hayfield where they cut the hay for the.
When they cleared land, how did they get rid of mentioned bottom that's quite desirable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom land. When you clear land, how would you get rid of water that would be in the bottom?
Well, it ditch it off. You'd call it new ground, you know. You'd clear up a new ground. You'd go in there and cut all the trees and cut the stumps down as low as you could, and then each year you had to cut what they call cutting the sprouts. And you'd sprout it, and it'd be ditched, and you take a middle buster, cut your trench down with it maybe two or three times, and ditch it, run the water off with a middle buster. You know what a middle buster is?
Would the water ever back up?
Oh yeah, if it was low enough and creek a ditch overflow, it would back up, but it run off. Wouldn't take it long to run off. Maybe after a heavy rain it might back up, but it didn't take it long to run off.
You mentioned a levee. Do you ever have anything around this area, B-A-Y-O-U?
Bows? Well, the bows are mostly in Louisiana and southern Mississippi. For instance, Fort Gibson is on Bow Pier. But they never referred to bows up this part of the state.
Not at all.
It's all in South Mississippi and Louisiana. Down there, by the word bow is very common. Just like out west, you speak of an arroyo or canyon. We never use that word. It was never used here.
The different kinds of land, touched on this the other day, the gumbo and buckshot. Could you explain those different prairie here?
Well, this prairie land, of course, is black prairie land, and of course that buckshot wasn't considered a very good land. This black prairie land, and of course, as I say, out the western part was called the sandy land, which was more of a loam and a clay and a sand mixture. But this black land, you try to walk on it when it was wet, you'd get a load on each foot. I used to hunt birds out here. You just got to stop and get that stuff off your feet. You can't carry it. You just keep balling up on it. It's a different texture altogether from this type of land out west, which was, as I say, was called a sandy land. It's an entirely different type of soil.
You ever call it gumbo?
I've heard it referred to as gumbo, but that wasn't a very, it wasn't a very prominent expression. I've heard it referred to as gumbo, yes, sir. Not much, no.
mentioned the middle buster. Would you tell me, just go through the process of in the spring, how you get to prepare the land?
Well, of course, the first thing you did, you took a turning plow and went down the old rows, a moldboard plow with one flange. You turned it, and that left the middle in the middle, see? You then got the middle buster, which was shaped like this, and threw it back and made the rows. They were all row crops. I know they never did plant anything flat. It always a row. And that middle buster merely, as they said, busted out the middle. See, the first fly that went down was had a single wing on it, on each row, where that left the middle, see. Well, you went through the middle bust, and that turned it both ways. That made your row.
And after you broke the ground, what would be the next day?
Well, my grandfather used to use a harrow then to smooth the top of those.